I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, July 17. Coming up, ground broken for housing development in Colbeck, St. Catherine. Prime Minister says 14,000 business process outsourcing jobs to come on stream early next year. And new Island Traffic Authority building opens in May Pen. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you, just memorize up because no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Ground has been broken for the development of 2,000 serviced lots in Colbeck, St. Catherine. The lots, located around the historic Colbeck Castle in Old Harbour, will be developed at a cost of $5.4 billion. Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently broke ground for Phase 1 and 2 of the housing scheme, to be called the Villages of Colbeck Castle.
This particular development is one of partnership. The NHT has 70% equity in this development, while BCR Industries Company Limited has 30% equity in the joint venture. The NHT will finance the infrastructure work for all phases, from which BCR will select and pay the joint venture for its 30% share of the serviced lot.
The Prime Minister says 595 of the 2,000 serviced lots will be delivered in October 2018, while another 863 are to be delivered in 2019, with the remaining lots becoming available in 2020. The housing development is to be built in five phases on 89 acres of land. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says approximately 14,000 new business process outsourcing BPO jobs are to be created by the first quarter of 2018. Mr. Holness says 2,000 of the projected new jobs would result from the Port Authority of Jamaica's development of new facilities in Montego Bay, with another 5,000 from BPO projects being undertaken by the government in Portmore, St. Catherine.
But the private sector has several other projects going on. And when I did a little totting up of what they are doing, by the first quarter of next year, we are looking at close to another 7,000 new jobs.
Mr. Holness adds that the government is examining expressions of interest for the establishment of some 80,000 square feet of BPO space at the 25-acre property that housed the old Goodyear factory in Morant Bay, St. Thomas. The space, Mr. Holness says, has the expansion capacity to provide another 3,000 BPO jobs targeting mainly young people. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Second Hope for Jamaica Town Hall meeting last week in St. Thomas. The administrative capacity of the Island Traffic Authority ITA in central Jamaica has been boosted following the construction of a new administrative building in Maypen, Clarendon. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the new building will benefit residents in the area and surrounding environs, as it will provide another convenient location to do business with the ITA. The new building, which cost nearly $30 million to construct, will facilitate the testing of applicants for driver's licenses and the granting of certificates of fitness, among other services. Built by the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, the new building is an amalgamation of two 40-foot containers and a 20-foot container. It was completed over a period of 14 weeks. And underaged Jamaicans are again being urged to stay away from gambling. Executive Director of the Rise Life Management Services, Sunita Abrahams, says underaged gambling is fast becoming a serious issue for the country, with recent data indicating that children as young as 10 years old are becoming involved with gambling. In order to gamble legally in Jamaica, persons must be 18 years and older. Mrs. Abrahams adds that gambling at an early age may become a gateway for other antisocial behaviors.
Underage gambling has the capacity to cause considerable damage to both the gaming industry and society at large. Both local and international data strongly support the need for programs of prevention and intervention as an effective and necessary means of reducing and managing issues of gambling-related problems arising out of the gaming industry, especially as it relates to youth.
She was speaking at the awards ceremony for the Rise Life All Island Poster Competition last week. Rise Life Management Services operates the only gambling prevention, treatment, research and responsible gaming program in the Caribbean, which has been in existence for over 11 years. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.